Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm continuing my, wrapping up my 2020 predictions. My 21st set, I was 733 for the first 20 years, 73.3% accurate. So here's the rest of them. These predictions are about demographics. Now emerging into their 40s, Generation Y, Gen Y, the millennials, largest in U.S. Demographic in history, will increasingly supplant baby boomer influence in areas such as electoral results, economic trends like housing and autos, workplace policies, and societal norms. Millennials, you're in the driver's seat pretty much right now. God help us. Just kidding. Next prediction. Baby boomers divesting of businesses they founded in the 20th century will find it increasingly difficult to sell to 21st century buyers. We've been talking about that quite a bit, and that's going to come to pass, continue to come to pass. Prediction, another, the last demographic, millennial women. This is an important point here, folks. Millennial women and the black community will be the most consequential voting cohorts in the 2020 election. I believe those two groups will be the most important in deciding the 2020 elections, not just the presidential. Geopolitics now. Prediction, compromised economically and financially, Iran's repressive leadership will not start a war it can't win with the U.S. in 2020. Well, that's what's that has happened since I made that prediction. They fired back, they've responded, but they did it so that it didn't start a war. I think that's what is going to happen. The mullahs in Iran are going to have to watch out because I believe there could be an internal overthrow effort, and this time the U.S. will help them. Next prediction. With nothing to lose, China will force the U.S. to enter a cryptocurrency war in defense of the dollar. The U.S. will have to create its own cryptocurrency to fight as a defensive move against China's cryptocurrency. That's going to be a crazy thing to happen. Next prediction. How the China-Hong Kong relationship is resolved. What's going on in Hong Kong? President Xi Jinping will not abide this affront to him, the Hong Kong protesters, for much longer. How that is resolved will be the global financial and geopolitical story, if not the 2020 flashpoint. Not Iran will be, Hong Kong will be. Now, next prediction. This is a continuation of an accurate 2019 prediction. World War III is underway, my friends. It's being fought in cyberspace, and the U.S. is still losing. There's evidence of that in the media right now. Predictions are on U.S. politics. President Trump will nominate and the Senate will confirm one Supreme Court justice in 2020, and the process will dwarf the Kavanaugh and impeachment hysteria. Next prediction. President Trump will announce several reforms that will be at once bold, appropriate, and politically expedient, including on immigration, on Social Security, and on health care. Next prediction. The Democrat Party convention in Milwaukee in July will be a brokered convention. Next prediction. The Democrat presidential nominee will not be Michael Bloomberg, nor anyone named Obama or Clinton. Next prediction, the Republican Senate majority will resolve the Trump impeachment trial with all deliberate speed, unless playing it out will hinder certain senators running for president. It's starting to look like the Democrat Party is going to do that to itself. Next prediction, failing to make the impeachment of Donald Trump bipartisan will be identified in the postmortem as the most powerful reelection contribution President Trump has. He'll thank the Democrats. Prediction, the U.S. Attorney John Durham, his probe will result in several indictments, including the FBI and CIA, but none will touch anything associated with Hillary Clinton or inside the Obama White House. Next prediction. The Republicans will maintain majority control in the Senate. They'll gain seats in the House in November, if not retake the majority. And then my last political prediction, President Trump will be reelected. Now, football. My last prediction is about football. In the 2020 NCAA championship game, LSU will defeat Clemson in a game more like the Clemson-Ohio State semifinal than the LSU-Oklahoma game. It'll be one for the ages. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for letting me share my 2020 predictions with you. Again, I'll remind you, I'm batting 733, 73.3% over 20 years accuracy. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.